Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. You can also stream the show on Twitch and YouTube. We'll get back to the Chiefs coming up in just a bit, but let's get to the other game in the AFC and the divisional round. I think this has a chance to be one of the better games of the year in the National Football League. You have the Ravens, you have the Bills. Those two teams are set to play on Sunday night. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Cordell Woodland. He covers the Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Cordell, man, happy to have you join us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Just take us through what the vibe is, what the energy is, what the atmosphere is like after Baltimore goes on the road and dominates a team that has oddly given them a lot of grief over the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now, you know, it's definitely a business-like attitude, but they're relaxed. They're loose. They've done a really good job. Even last week going into that Pittsburgh game, which I think in some ways was a little more stressful because, you know, that's a team that they're seeing for the third time this year. So it's their division rival. Wacky things happen when those two teams are on the same field together. And if we're being honest, that's a game that they could not lose, you know, because now you're in uncharted territory in terms of some of the narratives and some of the things that'll be said, even in terms of John Harbaugh's job. So I think them winning that game really helped ease their minds a little bit going into this next one. And you know, it'll obviously be a tougher contest against a much better team out in Buffalo. The Ravens aren't putting a lot of stock into that 35-10 win over Buffalo in week 4, and rightfully so. Both of these teams are different. I think they're going in there in their minds just ready for a dogfight.
I feel like the Ravens offensively did exactly what they wanted to in the game against Pittsburgh. Lamar threw it 21 times. They ran it 50 times as a team, and they were dominant. Derrick Henry had 186 yards and 2 scores. Lamar Jackson had 81 yards rushing. I feel like when the Ravens are their best, I feel like their offensive game flow feels a lot like it felt last week.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's exactly what they want to do, is dominate in the trenches, and that's what they did. And that's not an easy thing to do against that Pittsburgh team that lives off of physicality of their own. You know, they've got a guy in Cam Hayward sitting in the middle of that defense. He's not an easy guy to move. So, you know, they take a lot of pride in establishing a run and establishing that physicality level that they feel like teams can't meet. But, you know, last year, the big question, especially in that AFC Championship game, was why aren't the Ravens running the ball? Why didn't they stick to the run game? Why didn't they stick to their identity? I really don't think that's going to be the case this year with Derrick Henry back there. They have no choice but to run the ball when you have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry in that backfield. And they've been so good at doing it, specifically after the bye week. So, yeah, last game went exactly according to plan. And look, it helps that Pittsburgh's offense is kind of non-exempt these days.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Yeah, I was wondering that. That's one of my big questions, and we'll get to what my other question is. Is Baltimore going to be, are they going to be diligent in running the football? You mentioned the AFC Championship game last year. Lamar had 8 carries. Gus Edwards had 3 carries. Justice Hill had 3 carries. I felt like they tried to out-Chiefs the Chiefs, and they ended up losing that way. This needs to be a team that tries to run the ball 30, 45 times this weekend and tries to keep Lamar's pass attempts below 30. Do you think that Baltimore is prepared to play that kind of post season game, because usually that's what's gotten them in trouble in the playoffs, is they get away from their formula?
Yeah, I do. I think that they're, you know, equipped to do that now because you have arguably the best running back in football in Derrick Henry. And I've been saying this a lot, you know, the league wasn't created with the idea that any team would ever have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry in the same backfield. Nobody ever thought that that's what they would have to deal with in the postseason. So, you know, they're going to challenge teams to stop the run, and probably more than stop the run. You're going to have to really almost shut the run game down, or at least force them into a lot of passing down situations. The Ravens do kind of help teams out with their penalties. They're the most penalized team in the league, a lot of pre-snap penalties. So that could be a factor. But if they're able to stay on schedule, I just don't really see a scenario where they'll be forced to get out of their game plan. And make no mistake about it, I don't think that they're afraid to throw the ball. Lamar, he led the league in a passer rating this year. So he's as efficient as they come in terms of throwing the ball and running the ball. They feel comfortable winning either way. But make no mistake, it all leans on the run game, and they want to emphasize that for sure.
What do you make of the conversation regarding the weather for this game? I feel like the Ravens have played cold weather games. I don't really know why this is popping up. Like, it's going to bother the Ravens, but it's not going to bother the Bills. It's a silly conversation to me. I imagine you guys have had it in Baltimore. What are people saying?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And a lot of, you know, the people that I've spoken to are on the same page. Both teams have to play in it. There's nobody out there that loves playing in that weather. It's an adjustment to everybody, whether you're a cold weather team or not. And both of these teams are cold weather teams. Obviously, Buffalo is a little more, you know, on a different level than what we get here in Baltimore. But, you know, it's the same conditions that both teams have to play in. So ball security will be at a premium. And the good thing is both of these teams have done a really good job of taking care of the ball this year. So I really don't think that the weather will be a huge impact. Now, I will say special teams-wise, I think it'll affect the kicking. You know, especially if there's wind going on. Justin Tucker hasn't been great this year. They haven't really needed him a lot, especially after the Week 14 bye. He's only had 3 field goals since the bye week. So I don't really think, you know, the weather will impact the offenses, the special teams. I could definitely see it impacting them.
Right now, we're talking to Cordell Woodland, who covers the Ravens, for just a little bit. All right, give me your Ravens win-if scenario. Give me your Bills win-if scenario.
Well, the Ravens win if they're going to run the ball the way that they did back in Week 4. It's not a great matchup for Buffalo. They're not the biggest team on the defensive side of the ball. They're a team that likes to come out in the nickel. They want to play with speed. They want to, you know, try to force turnovers in the pass game. But they're not necessarily built to stop the run game. And that was evident when Derrick Henry ran for almost 200 yards on them in the first matchup. So I think if the Ravens do that, I don't really see anybody beating them if they're running the ball the way that they have. I think the Bills are able to find a way to win if the penalties really turn out to be a problem for the Ravens, because, like I mentioned, that has been their Achilles heel all year, the penalties. If we get to the back end of this game and the Ravens have somewhere between 9 to 12 penalties and about close to 100 penalty yards, yeah, I could see that being a huge factor in this game. And if Josh Allen is able to get some of those vintage Josh Allen plays, both of these quarterbacks make their living off extended plays and holding the ball forever and finding somebody wide open down the field. If Josh Allen's going to go out there and be the better quarterback, I think that'll be their best chance to win.
That is Cordell Woodland joining us on the show today. He is with 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Cordell, man, always appreciate your time. Thanks for popping on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.